You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Breakfast with Gary and Tim.
Looking forward to Anzac Day footy, Anzac Eve tomorrow night, Melbourne, Richmond. Toby Nankervis is going to join us, the Richmond captain, at 7:40. So they've got a couple of good players back, the Tigers, which will be great. Grimes and Hopper expected to be back. So Adam Uzay coaching against a Melbourne team that he knows inside and out. So that adds a little bit of a different element. And then on Anzac Day, the biggest day on the footy calendar, other than the finals, we'll be at the MCG for an in-form Essendon taking on a suddenly in-form Collingwood, which has got 95,000+ written all over it just as a starting point.
Yes, and I'm really enjoying the way that Essendon, even if they were to lose games, I'm enjoying the way they're playing. And it looks like they may have fixed up some of their defensive problems and their ability to be able to defend the game. But, you know, that last sort of five, it might have even been longer than the last 5 minutes of that game on Friday night, but they were really forced to defend. Like, they were up against it.
They were.
And I don't know whether or not they would have been able to do that in the past.
No, they've taken some steps. Because as we, as a supporter, all you want to see is progress made and not make the same mistakes over and over and over. And for a little while there, they were mired in this opposition teams just going through them like a dose of salts. But they've tightened all that up. They're harder to play against. And your captain.
Tick, tick.
Your captain.
What about the Sam Durham, though?
And old mate Brooks' best mate
old
has
Seymour.
Changed. The captain's been...
Seymour Sam, we call him.
Seymour Sam, that's right. Then the captain's led the way, but he needed some willing helpers. And Darcy Parrish, for whatever reason, has struggled. And Sam Durham, old Seymour, has walked in and said, I'll come with you, skipper. Let me loose in there.
Yep. And he plays with a ferocity always directed in the right way that is inspiring, I think, to all the teammates around him. And I know you touched on it last night, and a lot of people have been talking about, but I think it actually has lifted the team in terms of the way they go about their
perception
towards the
of them too. It's changed the perception of that midfield. I look at it now and go, yeah. Merritt is hard. Merritt is hard and not – put Merritt aside. Mm. He's never been in question. Well, he has actually, but he's not in recent years. But Durham goes in there. And then the boy Hobbs has just looked at Durham and gone, yeah, right, I'll see if I – he's not at the level.
No.
But hopefully he can get there. And then Caldwell takes on Libra and those sorts of blokes and does a job. So this is why the Anzac Day is perfect.
Mm.
Absolutely perfectly poised for Collingwood.
You touched on the Kangaroos last night, and I was going to talk to you about this. Do they need to, philosophically, do they need to change the direction about the way that he's directing his players and what they're doing there now?
Well, that second quarter in that mid, their midfield, I've watched their midfield play against Fremantle at Marvel Stadium where they led them by 30-something points. And in the end, they lost because they didn't have enough talent. Mm. But their midfield was unbelievable. But it's either get it or get done. Like, their midfield is get it and going forward, or the other mob get it. And there's no middle ground. There's no defence. There's no Durham.
Mm.
There's no bloke in there who's prepared to just... And I don't know. I guess Clark, I've got, you know how we all think about Clarko, but he's teaching them how to play. Like he's having to rewire them. And in the process, it looked to me anyway on the weekend, this is just from the couch, they just forgot about being instinctive in terms of going at it, trying to win a contested ball, and then defending it when they haven't.
It's a really good point because if you concentrate on ball movement, then that's what the players concentrate on. If they think that, okay, that's what we need to do, we need to improve our ball movement, then... And all their training is around, okay, this is what we need to do. We need to move the ball better here. You've got to position yourself, that type of thing. Until it becomes second nature, that's what players are concentrating on. And then they forget all the instinctive stuff about going and winning the ball and competing when the ball's there to be won, that type of thing. And I know that sounds simple and some people may not believe that, but it is true.
So it is true.
And particularly when they're young players and they're trying to figure it out.
Yep.
And then you've got all the insecurities about being a young player and maybe you're not feeling like you belong. Yet, like a 3 or 4 year old, a 3 year player, 4 year player, 5 year player will have already gone through that. But if you're talking about young kids that are being introduced to the game and they're trying to do exactly what the coaches are telling them to do, then they can forget about all those other important things.
Because it was everything that second quarter against the Hawks, and so good for Hawthorn, by the way, who hadn't won a game. And the week before, I was questioning where they were at and how they were going to get better. And if you're a Hawthorn supporter, you take the win, but you know you want to see that against better teams. But they just got split open through the middle, and there was like I think at one stage it went out of that middle 6 times for 4 goals or something. This was going whoosh.
Yeah.
And you're thinking, okay, where's the adjustment? What are you doing here? How are you going to make this harder for them to exit this ball? This is the other thing. They're playing against Hawthorn with respect, who hadn't won. They're not playing against Geelong or the Giants. So they should have been better and more competitive, but they weren't. And that's, you know, we might have to get Johnny on tomorrow because we won't be here on Thursday because I think about him when I'm watching that all unfold.
Oh, I think about him all the time.
I just think about him.
I wake up in the middle of the night, I think about him.
I don't want to comment.
Gary's on the road. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, guys. Just on Essendon, by the way, bring Peter Wright and our most important player for the last 3 years, Jordan Ridley, back into that team, and it's going to be a lot better. Lloydy showed the exact circumstance when he was playing on a footy show last week where he was going for the ball, another player was going for the ball. He was in exactly that situation where it was going to be a collision. They both copped it. He made a conscious decision to put his hands out and try and mark rather than bump because even though he knew he was going to get cleaned up.
Yeah, I didn't see Gazza. It's a bit hard to comment, but you know, it's a difficult situation. So we will move on from that. But we appreciate you sharing that with us. I didn't see that. Aussie said his say. He said Toby was electing to brace, the correct thing to do. Had he contested the ball, he would have seen a potential head clash. But you also used a very abusive term, Aussie. You're better than that. I don't mind you disagreeing with me, as you shouldn't mind I'm disagreeing with you.
What abusive
you
term did
you? Don't need
he?
To be so abusive, Aussie.
What did he say?
You've hurt me.
What? He's hurt your feelings?
Yes, he's hurt me.
Well, come here.
I think we're better than that.
As an
audience and as a show, I think we're better than that, Aussie.
Come here, Dull. I'll give you a cuddle.
Come
here, Gary. Come
on
to me.
I may be giving Aussie too much credit. He may not be a good bloke.